I'm told that a leading Israeli Rosh Yeshiva tells his Bachrim to ask for 700,000 new Israeli shekel from the parents of a potential Kala. Does the Rav agree with this policy? If a person does not even have 1% of this sum, with no family support options, is it mutter to place total reliance on Hashem to bring your daughter a shidduch at the right time, as there seems to be no derech hateva options for ishtadlus in this situation? Anonymous from Beit Shevesh, Israel. I vehemently disagree with that policy, and that should not be an ikur in making a shidduch, even for someone who wants to remain by Torah. A person who wants to remain by Torah can do so without getting 700,000 shekel or $700,000. People in the past have been moser nefesh for Torah, not in the far past, without the support, without sidur malay, and that is much healthier. And also many girls that are excellent choices to be in Ezer Kenegdo are passed over because the parents don't have money, which is a terrible, terrible avla. One can look for shidduchim from people who are not demanding money, and that is a reasonable hishtadlus.